It's As Good As Being 8 a.m., which is brings us to the final hour of Inner Tribal right here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond's Indie Radio, Radio for the Rest of Us, and the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia. That's right, folks. No matter whether you're streaming in on the World Wide Web, WRIR.org, or if you are local and listening to 97.3 on the FM, we are housed here in Richmond, Virginia. And, well, it's cold. And it's going to be cold. And let's see, what was my next piece? Ah, I'm going to play some Kelvin Mockingbird entitled Patience. That's a lengthy one. It's going to require patience to get through it. Not really. It should be rather enjoyable, but it's a little lengthy. And since we are, you know, at the 8 a.m. hour, I figured, what a good way. And of course, Gene the Genius will be in at 9 to take over and give you the British breakfast. And of course, just if you're going anywhere, just stay tuned, tune in, whatever you need to do. I hope we're portable and you can take us with you wherever you go. All right, well, I'm Tall Feathers, your host. The show, again, is Inner Tribal. And I had an awesome weekend last weekend, a very fast week this past week. And this show is entitled, if you go to www.rir.org, it's entitled Laid Back Saturday. And I posted my very first picture on the blog. So it's one I took earlier this year when we were in the midst of the drought and took the kids down and went down to the river and just started playing with the camera. So that's just one picture. I thought it was very appropriate being it was a laid-back Saturday. I've kept it kind of mild and soft and will continue to do so, but I better move on, otherwise you won't hear any music. So coming up next, like I said, is Kelvin Mockingbird with Patience. I hope you enjoy right here on WRIR. Thank you. And you are listening to Inner Tribal right here on WRIR. The very, very relaxing, peaceful piece was entitled Patience. And that was Kelvin Mockingbird off the Sacred Fire CD. Hope you enjoyed that little timeout that I gave you. What am I doing? Oh, Summer's Gone by Vince Redhouse. Just so you know, I'm getting ready to, I'm going to take a couple of minutes right here. This is going to totally throw off my music, but that's okay. This is important news, and I was remiss for not reporting it last week or the week before. But, some of you may have or may not have heard, I'm trying to find it right now. Hold on. This was as of November 15th. Power was restored in the community of Wombly on the Pine Ridge Reservation. As of this afternoon, on that same date, the communities of Potato Creek and I guess it's North Allen were still without power. Basically what happened is, I'm trying to find to see if they listed the date here in the news. November 5th, they were hit with a blizzard out in South Dakota. They got slammed. Western South Dakota was slammed with a blizzard, as this is the way it's described, on November 5th, 2008, in addition to 2.5 inches of ice on the cable lines, causing approximately 2,500 power poles to snap. This left hundreds of people without power clear across the eastern side of the Pine Ridge to the border of the Rosebud Reservations. Many areas of Rosebud are still without power. It took, basically I'm bringing this to the attention because the weather people had only reported that maybe 2 inches of snowfall would hit. They did not warn anyone, and I'm including all citizens, were not warned of the incoming blizzard. Had they been warned, elders, people, farmers, ranchers who live in the remote areas might have been able to get to town. As it was, motorists were stranded on the road, and it took a couple of days before the Red Cross could actually get in there and get the high-risk people out. But they did. They got in. As far as I know, there's no casualties. That's as far as I know. That's a very good thing. Power has been restored. There are heating issues out there. Propane, obviously, with the cost of fuel, is through the roof. And there's quite a number. There are some organizations that are working with the people out on the Pine Ridge and Rosebud area. The group One Spirit that's here locally in Virginia, they have a wood program that had already been in place and was already working. So there were people who had fireplaces or stoves who had fuel to keep warm. There were others that did not. So what I'm posting is websites that you can visit. One is to Indian News directly, so you can read up on their articles. They also will give you a list of organizations, one or two. Again, One Spirit, I'm going to try and locate their website so that I can put it up. They are a local organization originating here in Virginia. Jerry Baker, who is, I believe, still living in PA. She does run the organization. She's very much involved. You know, she said that any kind of donation, cash donation made, will help go to heating their homes, getting food. I mean, people didn't even have a chance to stock up, you know. So it was quite a disaster out in South Dakota, and as I've heard, things are getting cleaned up. That's the last posting I received, but I wanted to bring that to your attention. In the midst of my guests, I failed to mention that, and I do apologize. However, I did forward the information on to some of the news and talk people here, what they've done with it. If they've done anything with it, I don't know. It was an important issue. It So I don't know if they've done anything or not. But rest assured, I will stay in touch with Jerry and maybe have her call in one day real soon so we can do a live on-air interview over the phone, and she can bring you the information directly. Winter hasn't even begun yet, folks, and this could be the only severe storm for the season, but one would think not. Even an almanac, certain almanac that we tend to all read, does have this as being a pretty severe winter for everybody. So we're all going to have to help each other make it so we see spring and can enjoy it. All right, well, that's it for right now. You know what? Now it's time for the underwriting, so let's just get that done. This program is underwritten by the 43rd Street Gallery. The 43rd Street Gallery and Pottery Studio features contemporary crafts for the home and garden. From the subtle to the whimsical, decorative to functional, you will find a wide array of handmade jewelry, pottery, wood, and glass. Representing over 50 artisans, the gallery offers a selection of gifts for any occasion. More information can be found by calling 233-1758 or visiting www.43rdstgallery.com. All right, music time. We'll get that going right now. Let's see, where am I? There I am. This one, appropriately enough, is entitled Summer's Gone. This is by Vince Redhouse and Abraham Mukor. Enjoy. Thank you.
were you saying?
So why is the British breakfast if it's on between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, because it's 9 to 11, in, you know, in the States.
But then that's the States breakfast.
Well, but it's in the States.
But it's not in the UK.
Look, WRIR 97.3 LPFM, also on WRIR.org. They play Warmwood Subs and, you know, good British bands.
And that's Ting.
Ting, he's a genius.
So, what day's that then?
Saturdays.
Cool.
That's right, Gene the Genius will be following the show Intertribal at 9 a.m., so be sure to stay tuned. I'm sure he's got some plenty of fun and interesting things in the music world to share with you. The last piece you just heard was Gratitude by Hawk Henrys. Figured it was very appropriate, being this is the Saturday prior to Thanksgiving. And let us all remember the role the people here played in the survival of those Europeans, those strangers, strange and unique, curious looking people. How different they smelled. You know, they were sickly when they arrived, and our people here helped them. So let's just keep that in mind when we go sit down to our dinner. If it wasn't for them, it would have taken a great deal more effort for England to get their foothold here on this continent. So I guess we should have had stronger immigration rules. It's the joke, you know. Homeland security, well, that actually started a long time ago. But actually, the native people here on the eastern side, they were used to dealing with foreigners. They were used to, you know, especially the northern area, the Norwegians that had come over from Iceland and Greenland, you know, the Nordic people who had migrated. They came, they melded in, they traded, they went away, they came back, they traded some more. There's even evidence that there had been possibly been a colony or two. What happened to them, no one really knows. But, you know, long before Columbus even thought about trying to find India, and, you know, failed to stop and ask for directions and just figured he had arrived. But, anyway, they were dealing with those who were coming and trading. They weren't staying. You know, and again, like I said, they shared the culture. So it's interesting history. We have a wonderful new chapter before us, and I'm very excited to be a part of this time frame. And we all have to learn to exist together and maybe even stretch out that hand, shake it, and say, welcome, brother, welcome, sister. Because that is what we are, regardless of our nationality, regardless of what country we come from. We have to appreciate each of us and be thankful that we are each in each other's lives. Thank you for allowing Intertribal into your home and into your hearts every Saturday. It's very appreciated. And we'll be again together next Saturday at 6 a.m. So be sure to stay tuned when you're recovering from all that turkey. All right, I promised you music. Yes, we're moving on. Charles Mateo. How did I spell it? Toyela. This is the story of the flute. Again, this is a lengthy piece. We're going to go ahead and play it. But first, just to get this out of the way, be where it happens during First Fridays. Richmond's First Fridays Art Walk is held on the first Friday of each month, rain or shine, generally between 6 to 10 p.m. This unique cultural event showcases Richmond's thriving arts community, focusing on the exciting and varied arts and culture venues located along the historic Broad Street corridor. You'll find galleries and street performers, plus your friends and neighbors from Marshall Street to Cary between Monroe and 3rd Street. Look for live music, courtesy of the Modlin Art Center for the Arts. Find a site map and update information, or shall say updated information, at www.firstfridaysrichmond.com. All right, folks, music is what we are about. I have posted a letter that I received from Jerry of One Spirit on the blog at www.rir.org. It's called Laid Back Saturday. It's got this huge picture of the river during warmer times. Maybe it'll help you warm up just a little bit. All right, here we go, and enjoy.
This is the story of the first flute. Little rattling off in the bushes. And This sound makes him think that the elk is right there, right nearby. He's right there. So he runs a little faster and runs faster. Eventually, bursts through the bushes, comes up to a stream, this giant stream, beautiful, it's a mile wide, goes as far as the eye can see. Such a lovely stream. But that stream is very tired. He's been chasing his elk for 1 or 2 days now. And in the tradition of our people, it's all right for him to take a rest. Everything has its own time and its own place. So he finds this tree, maybe some tree that you've passed while driving along the interstate. It's a dead tree just sitting there by the riverside. It's very calm and relaxing. It's a very beautiful place. So he leans up against this dead tree and he finds that it's very beautiful there and very calm. And he can't keep his mind off of that elk. So he knows to help him focus, he takes a little rest. And in that little rest, he has this beautiful dream. And the dream awakes him, this lovely sound of a flute playing in the background. And that sound of the flute is so clear to him. He's never heard it before in his life. And somehow it connects with him deeply, very spiritually. And he looks up, there's a small family of woodpeckers pecking and dancing around this limb. Apparently they're getting their breakfast this morning. And he tears that limb off, knowing that it's what's making the sound, because he's aware of the sound woodpeckers make. And since trees don't make a sound like that, it must be that one limb there that they're dancing on. He takes that limb back to his people. And he asks everyone there, his mom, his uncle, all of his relatives that helped him so faithfully push off on his little trip. He asks them all, do you know what this is? Do you know how to play it? Do you know why it makes this noise? They all say, no, it's a beautiful little piece of wood. I kind of wonder that myself. He goes to the oldest person in his camp with all the great wisdom and experience. He goes there and asks this person, how can I find out what this is? And the person tells him, well, as with some of our other relics, maybe it's something that's responsible only at that place. Maybe it's only produces a beautiful sound when you're there in that one special area. Person to take it back there and see if maybe there's some great strength or wisdom or knowledge there you can find and make it play. And he takes it back there, and the little woodpecker who was eating his lunch or eating his breakfast that morning flies back down, lands on top of the little piece of wood there, makes some few adjustments, and all of a sudden the breeze was blowing. And he starts to play this beautiful little song. At this point, the bird jumps down in front of the man. And as he lifts his wings back, they become a cowl, this cloak for a beautiful person that the little woodpecker used to be. And he talks to this man and tells him, this is a great tool. A great thing. We'll take this back to your people. We'll teach them how to play it. And I'll teach you how to make it, as me and my people are the creators of that flute. We were helped a great deal by the bumblebee who bored the hole inside here and gave his larvae for our food. And by the help, the elk which brought you here to us. We're very thankful for all these things. He took it back and became a very pronounced instrument of his people. It's a very big tool today. It's not always used for the same thing, and it's rarely ever sung with. It's a very beautiful.
And that was Story of the Flute. Hope you enjoyed that. Oh, I know I did. I had a chance to step out of the studio and hear the radio playing and catch it from that perspective. But anyway, I also snuck a donut, but shh, don't tell anybody. All right, just before that, again, Gratitude by Hawk Henrys and Summer's Gone by Vince Redhouse. And Getting Everything Started was Kelvin Mockingbird with Patience. Coming up next is Little Wolf, Eagle Dream. We're going to go ahead and get that started right now. So enjoy. You are listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR.
Thank you. Need help with some of those last-minute kitchen fiascos? This Thanksgiving on Thursday, November 27th, WRIR will air a special edition of Splendid Table. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., WRIR will air a live Splendid Table called Turkey Confidential. Don't worry, wings at 51% will be moved temporarily on Thanksgiving Day. That's right, Turkey Confidential can be heard live on WRIR, 97.3 LPFM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Oh, well, that about wraps it up for me, folks. That is Judy Crescenzo, otherwise known as Spirit Nation, bringing you Wonkin Tonkia off the Spirit Nation CD. Little Wolf brings us Eagle Dreams, and just before that was The Story of the Flute by Charles Matote Toyela. Ending us out is Eulalie's All My Relations. Jean is in the house, and of course
Charles.
Now I was just getting ready to say, we're going to turn up the mic here. Turn that around. Good morning.
Hello,
Charles.
Good morning.
And I did play your promo today.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And how did you like the powwow last week?
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yes, we did. I'm sure she told you we had a table out at for WRIR at the powwow last weekend, and enjoyed that very much. Still got some photos and a few videos. I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do with them, so I'll let you know how those work out.
Cool, that would be great. But anyway, so not to keep everybody over.
Did you play my promo today?
Didn't you hear it? Don't you listen to my show?
Yeah, about 6 o'clock.
No. It was within the last 30, 40 minutes. Okay, wow. Big guy. I'm not going to get in a fight with him. Easy to take down, trust me. All right, let's close out with Eulalie's All My Relations, and have a great week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Be safe, everybody. We'll see you next week, 6 a.m., right here on WRIR.
To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today. To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way. To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people. To those who left their communities by force or by choice and for generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find. To those that turn away the so-called non-accepted. To those that bring us together. And to those living outside, keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth, to those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own. To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better. To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead. To our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth, and her beauty we've destroyed. And deny the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Oh, to a million oil arms and drugs. He's dead.